The Budweiser plant in Fairfield is the second largest private employer in Solano County. It's also the focus of a lot of attention following the announcement that the Great American Lager will soon be in foreign hands. Jacob Fenston checked in with some local beer drinkers and brought us this postcard.
Outside the Fairfield plant, just off Interstate 80, an American flag flies as idling trucks wait to pick up the 2.5 million gallons of beer shipped out each week. This plant is Budweiser's second smallest, but still employs nearly 500 people. Inside the plant's tasting room, neon signs still buzz with the words Budweiser, American-owned. But Anheuser-Busch announced it would sell to Belgian brewer InBev earlier this week for $52 billion. Kathy Cheek and her husband have just finished a tour, and they're not too concerned about the new ownership.
As long as they leave all of the plants here and keep the jobs here, I don't really care who owns it.
InBev promised to keep open all U.S. plants while cutting costs by $1.5 billion, but the company made no promises about retaining jobs. Nearby at a downtown Fairfield sports bar, lunch hour customer Bob Jacobson is sitting down to a cold pint of Bud.
I think it's kind of the end of an American icon. I don't like it, but, you know, it's not up to me.
Harry Pedersen is the owner of Harry's Sportsman Bar. He says Budweiser is his best-selling brew, and his bar is Budweiser's biggest customer in Fairfield.
Budweiser's known as, you know, an American-owned beer. And now that it's owned by a different country, I think it could hurt sales.
Customer Mary Moss proves his point.
I read it in the paper and I'm brokenhearted. They were so American. And I love America.
Moss is a loyal Budweiser aficionado.
But I'm getting pretty mad. I might go to Coors.
Alas, Colorado-based Coors was bought out by Canada's Molson 3 years ago. For KQED Radio News, I'm Jacob Fenston in Fairfield.
And I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.